From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The reactions of world leaders to the death of Fidel Castro included sorrow and sometimes criticism for the former Cuban leader. But Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's praise for the revolutionary and dictator's dedication and love for the Cuban people was swiftly rebuked by some Canadians and U.S. politicians. In South Florida, where many Cubans have settled, Castro's passing set off celebrations in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood that continued through Saturday. President Barack Obama issued a statement saying the Cuban people must know that they have a friend and partner in the United States. President-elect Donald Trump took a hard stance against Castro himself, calling him a brutal dictator. Still, Trump said he hopes Castro's death will mark a move away from the horrors endured for too long by the Cubans, and said his administration will work to ensure the Cuban people will find prosperity and liberty. French President François Hollande called Castro a towering figure of the 20th century. Russian President Vladimir Putin praised Castro as a symbol of an era. The Cuban government has ordered 9 days of official mourning.
9 days of mourning began in Cuba on Saturday as the body of former leader Fidel Castro was cremated. The capital, Havana, was quiet a day after the announcement of Castro's death at the age of 90 on Friday. Flags were flying at half-mast. Shows and concerts have been cancelled and alcohol sales suspended. Castro's ashes will be carried around Cuba until a state funeral on December the 4th.
That was Paul Chapman reporting. This is VOA News. A leading U.S. newspaper reports three California mosques have received the same threatening letter that says there's a new sheriff in town, referring to President Donald Trump, that's president-elect, and he's going to do to you what Hitler did to the Jews. The Los Angeles Times says the letter was addressed to the children of Satan and was signed by Americans for a Better Way. The letter, according to the report, described Muslims as a vile, filthy people and said Trump was going to cleanse America and make it shine again. And he's going to start with you Muslims. The head of the Council on American-Islamic Relations told the Times Trump has normalized people being racist. French conservatives on Sunday are choosing their nominee for next year's vital presidential election from among two former prime ministers with deep experience in government and differing views on how to prevent more terror attacks on French soil. This voter says the candidates chosen must possess some key qualities.
France needs to have a candidate who is going to be able to speak with Donald Trump or Vladimir Putin. He needs to need how the state, the government is working. So he needs to have a lot of experience.
The winner of the runoff ultimately could end up facing the far-right National Front leader who is banking on anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim, and anti-establishment sentiments to sweep her to power in the general election set for April, with the runoff the following month if neither side wins a majority. The incumbent Socialist President François Hollande is expected to announce in the coming weeks whether he will seek re-election. The Israeli military says it has killed four gunmen connected with the Islamic State-affiliated militants in Syria. Israel says its soldiers came under machine gun and mortar attacks Sunday on the Israeli side of the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. Israel then dispatched an aircraft that bombed the militants' vehicle, killing the gunmen. Swiss voters are deciding Sunday whether to speed up the phasing out of the country's nuclear power plants. Polls suggest a tight race on the issue being championed by environmentalists that could put Switzerland on a track similar to neighboring Germany. Anti-nuclear advocacy groups such as Swiss Greens and Social Democrats have said the Swiss government's timetable has not been fast enough and pushed for the referendum this weekend that could speed up the planned exit. Due to public concern, no new power plants have been built in Switzerland since 1984. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.